Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Mark Elowitz. Sorry for the technical difficulties there, but we're moving forward with Blog Talk Radio here. It is Testimonial Tuesday, and Peg, are you there? Can you hear? So we're having some technical difficulty. This is Mark Elowitz, your host for today, and helping out Peg Casey, and we got some technical difficulties. Just hold on just a moment. All right, so Peg, are you there? Okay, let's see, we got area code 301 here. 301, are you there? Hello? All right, we are technically challenged. Let's see if we can get this call here. Area code 704-301, can you hear us?
Yes, I wanted to let you know that you are being heard. This is Sharon, Debbie, and Shay.
Hey there, hey ladies. Okay.
Hey,
so,
Mark.
Hey, I just jumped on here to help Peg, so yeah, not sure what happened, so. Okay, good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hey, Mark, it's Sandra. Okay, you might have unmuted all of us.
I did unmute y'all, so.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay, well, good. Okay, so thank you so much for sharing that. So let's restart this. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your surprise host for today, Mark Elowitz, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Peg, if you can able to jump on, that would be great. But yeah, there is some technical difficulty with the back office. But today we do Testimonial Tuesday. So if you own a Beamer and have had some experience with it, you can call in and share your compliant testimonial, which means no mention of disease names. You know, don't say diabetes, say blood sugar issues. No drug names. Don't use the word pain, cured, or treatment. And then don't give specific protocols. We have the basic protocol plan, the basic plan. And with that, if you do have a testimonial, just press 1. And what we do on these today is you can ask questions, you can share a testimonial, but it's all about inspiring other people. Beamer is an amazing technology, and what it does is very specific. It's patented, backed by 21 years of research, and all kinds of double-blind placebo studies. You can go to PubMed, type in Beamer or Beamer vascular therapy, and studies will come up. And as you know, when you Google things on Google, 50% of what you read may not totally be accurate, or someone could be trying to sell you something, and they're not really being honest and forthright with the information that you're sharing. If you go to scholar.google, that's a lot more accurate information when you're looking at medical things. So do your due diligence. But today is all about Beamer helping people. What is it doing? It's opening up the circulatory system, and which allows oxygen nutrients to get to the cells, and then waste is removed. In that process, the body is able to heal itself, because the root cause of most sickness and disease and degenerative disease is poor blood flow. And nothing works quite like Beamer. And we've got studies and over the years that show Beamer and how it can help increase, you know, blood circulation by up to 30%. So we're excited about that. And because of that, people have great testimonials. So if there is anybody that wants to share. Hey,
I would love to share, Mark. Guess what? I'm at the office, and our internet went out, so that's exciting. So
yeah,
I am here. So thank you for hopping on. That's exciting. So, yes, I was introduced to Beamer by you 4 years ago, and you Beamered my entire family, which was a lot of fun. It was my mom's 90th birthday party, and everyone had varying experiences from 8 minutes would do anybody's 8 minutes of rest would do anybody some good, all the way to an amazing experience by my sister-in-law. And for me, I had had an achy hip. I considered myself a healthy senior citizen, but an achy hip from years of springboard diving. And within a few minutes, I felt some relief. I watched a 35-minute science video, and I was convinced. I thought, you know what, this is really going to be a good thing. And it was just that gut feel that this is what I want to do. And then just recently, I really wrenched my back playing pickleball, diving for a ball, that little old yellow wiffle ball, thinking I was younger than I was. And I used the B-Spot that evening and the next morning. And by the next evening, I didn't even know that I had wrenched my back. So it's just really an amazing device with that good blood flow. It does do some amazing things. And my husband and I have been using it faithfully for 4 years, and we're really excited about that. So do you want to go ahead and talk to some of our callers?
You know what? We had a bunch of ladies on our team that I clicked on. I was making sure that people could hear us. So I don't know if you want to click on that just disappeared. Okay. 704-345. There's Sharon there. There's Shay. There's Debbie, so maybe they want to share something.
That could be, and on my screen it shows that those calls have dropped, so that's interesting. So let's go to 713-6461, and you are live on Blog Talk. Let's move down to 508 and ending in 6533. 508 ending in 6533. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey guys, I'm Deborah. I live in Massachusetts. I've had my Beamer. My husband and I have had a Beamer for almost 2.5 years, and I just wanted to. If it's okay, I just wanted to continue a little bit of the amazing conversation we all had a week ago. I've labeled it as one of my favorite calls, especially to share with people. So that's 10/13/20, October 13/20, Testimonial Tuesday. It was just so lovely. And I live in a community where there are plenty of people that are comfortable, economically comfortable and better than that. And then we have a lot of people who are either in transitional housing or they're homeless. And so urge to change the things I can. You know, our slogan, a Beamer in every home. So as I contemplate that, my dream for the work my husband and I do with Beamer is to just pray about, just keep talking with people, you know, about grant writing or, you know, ways that we can put Beamers in community centers, churches, some of these service organizations, not only to support their clients, but to support these people that work for typically low pay and help the homeless, help those that are in transition. So that was just the one little thing I wanted to add to last week's conversation. So my testimony last week was being able to think more clearly and really feel like I wouldn't let the vicissitudes of life get me down so much or confuse me. So hopefully that testimonial that I have will help me to get to where my husband and I would like to go to help others. So thank you all for what you do every week.
So, Deborah, yes, that's awesome. Because as you know, people are praying for us to speak to them as we are looking for people to talk to. And it's people like you that are going to make a huge difference in a lot of lives. So how long have you had your Beamer for?
2.5 years.
Okay, great. And so that was the main thing, the main symptom that seemed to improve, the brain fog?
Oh, my gosh. Between my husband and myself, we could talk for the whole show, but we won't.
Well, we would like to hear a little something more because not everybody gets on every week, but if you could tell us a little bit more about your story, that would be great.
So our workouts are better. I have a situation. I've given birth many times, and so I have a situation where if I didn't put a certain legging on my legs before I got out of bed, I had to crawl to the ladies' room because I had to have them on before I could get up. Today, I don't have to wear those special leggings. I can just wear something that's much less restrictive. I've actually been able to take a walk today without anything on my legs, so a loose-fitting pair of pants or, God forbid, a skirt without having all this restrictive leggings for this particular health challenge. So that's one thing.
Yes, very good. Very good. Well, Deborah, thank you for calling in today. I appreciate it. And on the line, we have Mike Malley,
Malley,
my co-host. So, Mike, go ahead and tell us about yourself, your testimonial, and thank you for being the co-host.
Well, thank you, Peg and Mark. Technical difficulties happened, but we came through them. That's good. I've had my Beamer for 3.5 years. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And initially, I had knee replacement surgery. And my foot was swollen. And I called my doctor, and he said, well, it'll eventually go away. Well, a month or so after my surgery, I was very concerned about a swelling in my foot. Mm-hmm. I just got my Beamer. I beamed my foot when I had my regular session. The next morning, all the swelling was gone, and it never returned. And, of course, I had a very good rehab. But that showed me that in reducing the inflammation, getting blood flow to that area, it helped my body help to start healing itself properly. And since then, I'm a senior citizen also, but I have tremendous energy. I feel good. I know I have more stamina, and it's been remarkable. And, you know, as Deborah was saying, the more we help people, the better it is for all of us. And that's why we do Beamer, because we love to help people. We love what it's doing for ourselves, for us and our families. And I couldn't be happier. And I'm so glad to co-host with you, Peg.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yes, we were off to a little bit of a rough start. Thank you, Mark, for filling in. Like I said, I'm at the office and the internet went out, and that's not exciting. But so, Mike, here we have a caller from, it looks like, the Charlotte area, 704 and ending in 3166. You're live on Blog Talk. Tell us where your name, where you're from, and your compliant Beamer testimonial.
Well, hi, Peg. It's Debbie from Matthews, North Carolina.
Hey, Debbie. I'm glad you called in.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was introduced to Beamer about a year and a half ago, and I got very excited about it. The person who showed it to me showed me the blood flow video. Totally blew my mind. And you remember that, right, Peg?
I do.
You. And I was just so excited. I'm like, what? This does this? This is awesome. And I got on the B-Body that day and, you know, used a couple of applications of the B-Pad in different places. And I felt like I was a brand new girl. Just my energy
awesome.
Level went really, I mean, a couple of notches easily. And I was in a very difficult place last year at that time, and just was having a lot of heavy personal issues that I was trying to process. And this Beamer just was a lifesaver for me, literally. I really feel like it was, and it helped so much. To keep my anxiety levels down and help me just to take just put one foot in front of the other. I was having some tenderness in my joints at the time, and I was able to get off of all of my medication for that particular issue. And since then, I've been able to wean off of another anti-anxiety medication, and that's not been real fun, but the Beamer is helping me through that process. It's time, to do that, and it's a good thing, and I've been able to recover better from, issues that bring anxiety to to my life. So I love the Beamer, and I use it not just for the physical, but for, the anxiety too. So I really appreciate that whoever told my dear friend Sharon about the Beamer, that, she was able to get connected and find it, because I don't know where I'd be today. It's wonderful, and I really appreciate it.
Yep. Debbie, thank you so much for calling in. I love hearing your story, and like Deborah had stated earlier about helping clear up that brain fog is just so important. And then with anxiety, it's just amazing what good blood flow can really do. So, Mike, do you have some comments on Debbie's testimonial?
Well, Debbie, thank you. And I think it's so common among Beamer users. We don't even know or realize a lot of the things that are happening positively to our body. You mentioned brain fog, and I don't remember if I ever had that. Maybe I did, but because we use the Beamer, it gets blood flow to our brain. It gets blood flow throughout our whole body, and there are so many positive things that happen that we may not be aware of as we go into our 70s and 80s, because we don't have those.
Well, I pray God
for
that.
Absolutely. And, a lot of times it's like as soon as the fog clears up or the ache goes away, we forget that we even really had it. That's what's, we're just so used to feeling good. When if something's wrong, we notice it greatly, and when it's gone, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, my feet used to hurt, oh yeah, my back, oh yeah, I wasn't thinking straight. So yes, it really is a miracle. So here we have from 509 ending in 1183, you are live on Blog Talk Radio, so give us your name and where you're from and your compliant testimonial, please.
Hello, this is Patty Carrier from Newport, Washington, north of Spokane.
Hi, Patty.
The eastern side. Hi. Thanks for letting me share my testimony. Well, I have a recent one. My 1 minute one is I had a lot of of discomfort in my neck and my lower back because of a curve in my spine and gymnastics injuries. And I have a lot of grandkids, and so picking and twisting just about did me in. I just get this jarring feeling like someone was putting an ice pick in my back. And having the Beamer has given me more energy, more flexibility. I can recover from those workouts, putting little ones in and out. If you've ever done that, it killed me when I was a young woman and had my four children, but it really hurt as a grandma. And so that has been remedied. But the most recent one was kind of highlighted by my hairdresser, who had noticed how thick my hair got and how the color changed after I got my Beamer, and I was using the B-pad on my around my forehead, and I had to loan that out to somebody and didn't have it for several months. And she noticed this last time that I went in that my hair was getting wider again, and I wasn't having to come in as frequently to get my hair cut. So of course she would like me to have that back on my head, my hair. So she'd make more money by me coming in to get my hair cut. So I just thought I'd share that. And then the other one that I was just thinking of today was my sweet mama's eye just collapsed like a ping pong ball from pressure getting too high. And before she died, she begged my two older sisters, Anita, please, please get our eye pressure checked every year. And I remember when I first got my Beamer, I got a headache, a little, not severe, but a little headache after doing the program one, I think it was, without the plus signal. And I thought, and then my sponsor, Debbie Beard, said, well, just go down to intensity one and work up. So I did that, and I didn't have a problem. So I always have wondered if it has taken away or prevented that propensity towards eye pressure issues. And now one of my sisters has one too, and she doesn't have to worry about that issue either.
So that is an awesome testimonial. And of course, as we know now that we're FDA cleared class 2 medical device, so we don't talk about the head anymore, just for future reference, but that's okay. Yeah. And, but yeah, the Beamer is amazing. It's just, you know, oxygen, good blood flow to the entire body. This helps so many things. And so, Mike, do you have a few comments for Patty?
Well, again, Patty, thank you for your testimony. It's amazing what the Beamer can do. And, you know, we all have different testimonies, but they all tie back to additional blood flow throughout the entire body. And Peg, you said it right.
Yeah. Yep, so very good. So, Patty, yes, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And so now we are going to 510-3636. So please tell us your name, where you're from, and your compliant Beamer testimonial, please.
Hello, hello. My name is Stephanie Newman. Oh, Stephanie from El Cerrito, California, in the San Francisco
Stephanie,
Bay
area. Stephanie, yes. Glad you
good
called
morning.
In. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, so I've had Beamer about 8 months, and I've got all kinds of testimonials. The one that I'm going to share this moment is I have had quite a bit of weight to lose, I'd say, in my mind, you know, like 100 pounds to lose. However, Beamer has really helped in this regard because I exercise, and we have some great hills to go on a walk, and I walk to my friend's house, which is a mile uphill away from my house, and I walk back, and I use Beamer when I get home, and I'm not sore the next day, which motivates me to continue because the soreness always was a drag. You know, it's just, sometimes it's just so hard to get up and get moving, which it shouldn't be, but it is. And then if you're going to be sore now for multiple days, it kind of throws you out of wanting to do it again. And I don't have that problem, and I'm so excited.
I know. That is kind of exciting because I know what you're saying. It's like, it's like the carrot and the stick. If you're always getting the stick, you're going to be sore. It's like it just makes it not fun, and you're not encouraged or excited about it. But when you know you're going to feel good and can actually probably do more and more and more, that is very exciting. And a 30-pound weight loss is amazing. That's fantastic.
Especially during COVID days.
So, yes, where was, you know, putting the pounds on. So Stephanie, we only have a couple of callers. So tell us another, what else has Beamer done for you?
A really great thing is it's helped me with my elbow. I can say elbow. 2 years ago, I was in the mountains at a cabin in the family. It was towards the end of the year. It was actually right before New Year's, and it was 75 degrees out, so we're all outside playing. And we were actually doing slingshots with big marshmallows at the little kids. So then we called a truce because we had to pick up all our marshmallows and start over. So I'm going down to pick up marshmallows. It's so crazy. And I reach out to grab a marshmallow, and the ground, because I'm on an incline, below me gives way, and I fall. And I put my right arm back. It's facing downhill, but kind of to break my fall. And I pile driving. Boom, boom, into the ground, shatter my elbow. And that is a bizarre sound. It just goes, psh.
Oof.
Three bones at the bottom of my forearm. I don't know what it's called, but they shattered. And two surgeries later, and ultimately resulting in a joint replacement, I got full function back of my arm, but I have a lifetime now weight limit to it. So I can do 10 pounds. But they don't want me to go and do arm curls with a 10-pound weight because the joints wear out because they're man-made. You only get so many bends. So the biggest problem with that in recovery was that how do you sleep? Because there's all kinds of healing that had to happen because of that fall that I wasn't aware of. My hyper-focus was on the elbow. So it took me about a year and a half to fully recover from that, and that's about the time when I was introduced to Beamer, and then eventually after that, able to get it. So I got my Beamer, a rental unit, in March this year, and been using it, and the amazing thing is that I don't even think about my arm being handicapped in any way now. Full feeling has come back. If you touch your finger with take your finger and touch your forearm, you feel that point of contact. And now, when touching your forearm, you slide your finger up your arm to your elbow, you feel that as it's happening. Well, because of the injury and my need to recover, the delay in feeling, touching my arm and moving it, sliding it up my arm, it was delayed. It was bizarre. So I'm seeing myself touch my arm, but I'm not feeling it until like a second later. It's all real time now. I don't have any of that odd resulting nerve stuff.
Yeah.
It just, everything feels normal. It feels like a healthy arm. I can sleep now. I don't even, my arm does not cry out to me for anything anymore. And that is such
That's
a
amazing.
Gift.
Yeah. So Mike, when I hear these stories, I hear the most interesting symptoms, don't you?
They're all over the board. Yes.
I mean, To not feel the touch in real time and to feel it later is really, that is crazy. That's crazy.
You know, what's amazing is of all the surgeries that we have as we age, maybe even when we're younger, but when I had my knee replacement, my left knee is titanium. And it feels, 2-3 years later, it feels like a regular knee. I know I've got metal in that knee and I have feeling, but it's an artificial knee. And the medical science can do so many things, like with her elbow, you know, and it's just a blessing that we have these wonderful things. The Beamer, meanwhile, gets blood flow to those areas as well as the rest of the body, and it gets us back to homeostasis. Amazing.
Yes. So, Stephanie, I love your story, especially about like the slingshots and marshmallows. When I was a kid, I grew up with four brothers, and we used to throw dirt bombs at each other, and then we got the brilliant idea that we would put rocks in there and surround it with dirt and throw that at each other. So much more dangerous sports. But anyway, so thank you for your testimonial, and now we are going to go to 541, ending in 3055. So please tell us your name and where you're from and your compliant testimonial.
My name is Sharon Turner. I'm from Sia, Oregon, and in order to be compliant, I need to tell you I have a Class 1 Beamer Pro, because I just heard that you said we couldn't see anything about our head, but the Class 2, I don't know
right,
about
so
that.
Yes. So it's just we can just use different words now. It's still the exact, you know, same product. It's the same wonderful product. But since we've been moved up to Class 2 FDA, so we don't mention the head anymore. We can mention other symptoms and other things going on. So Sharon, so how long have you had your Beamer for?
2.5 years. And
okay. And
my my testimony is that this last week on Monday, I loaned my Beamer out to a friend, knowing that I had ordered another Beamer that would be coming soon, but I didn't know exactly because they've said in the, you know, 5 to 7 days. And so my last session was Monday morning, and I'm thinking, oh, I hope the Beamer comes soon. And then I thought, well, you know, this is really going to tell me a lot about how much the Beamer is helping, because after you've had the Beamer for a while, sometimes you forget what it's doing for you, because you're doing your sessions every day and you're feeling really good. I'm going to turn 65 next month, and I tell people I feel as good as I felt when I was 7. And, you know, you kind of forget because you're doing it. Okay, so I said, this is going to be a test. So Monday morning, my last one, Monday and Tuesday, I was fine. Wednesday, I have a home day, and I was cleaning, and I started to not be, my brain was even kind of affected. It was like I wasn't focused, you know, and what do I do next, you know, cleaning the house, you know, and it was, I was starting to feel a little bit of that brain fog. The next day, I taught music, private music lessons, and it was a long day, and when I got home, I was so tired, I'm going, and I haven't been this tired for a long time. And, you know, when I said that, I had completely forgotten that I wasn't doing the Beamer, which was really funny because when I went to bed and wasn't able to turn on my sleep cycle, I realized, oh, maybe the reason I'm feeling so tired today is I don't have my Beamer. The next morning, I didn't bound out of bed. Usually I bound out of bed because I feel so good. Mm-hmm. I feel like a, you know, teenager. And Friday morning, I'm going, oh, now I know how much the Beamer helps me. Oh, boy, I can hardly wait till I get my Beamer. And guess what? I got it 3 hours later.
Good.
I said, praise
oh,
God.
Good.
Oh,
good.
I need this so bad. I can hardly wait. And yes. So I did a test that now is my testimony. I could tell people, yeah, there's residual effect in the last 2 to 3 days, but then you'll really start noticing.
Yes, I
so anyway.
Know. So we are Beamer users for life, right, Mike?
For
are you
life.
A Beamer user for life. Are you a Beamer user for life, there, Mike?
Absolutely, we all are. And hopefully, none of us have to go through what you did without the Beamer for a few days.
Well,
I know,
the other people
I know,
probably needed it more than I did. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, you were
yeah,
helping your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. And I've had people do that on purpose just to see. And I think that's crazy, but I've had people decide to stop using the Beamer just to see if they notice the difference. And yes, they do. Like you say, after a few days, all of a sudden that circulation starts slowing down again and they can't wait to get back on the Beamer. So they do their experiment.
Tell us your name. Tell us your name again.
Sharon.
Sharon.
And here's another thing. I had noticed, you know, my sense of smell and eyesight and hearing had all gotten better because I was using my Beamer pad on a certain place. And Anyway, yeah, during this time, yeah, we won't mention. And during this time, you know, I didn't notice anything, but okay, I got it Friday and yesterday was Monday. And yesterday I started noticing my sense of smell getting better again. I started noticing that I smelled last night's dinner when I went into the kitchen yesterday morning. And so I figured mm-hmm. that even in those few days, 5 days, 4 days of not having the Beamer, my sense yeah. of smell had gotten worse. And then it took about 2 or 3 days to get it back up again. And so I started smelling stuff. I thought that was yeah. amazing.
It is amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing. So anyway, so Sharon, so thank you so much for calling in. And we have one more caller. This is perfect timing because we have about 7 minutes left. And from one of my favorite parts of the world, Charlotte, North Carolina. So we have 704 and ending in 1272. Tell us your name, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial.
My name's Ginger. I'm from the Marvin Waxhaw area of North Carolina, just south of Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And my compliant testimony is directly related to PEG, who I give thanks for every day. But I started with Beamer because of her saying I can help you because I had joint challenges. And I've reflected today, listening to this call, on where I was a year ago emotionally and physically. And I got my Beamer the first week of February 2020. And comparing it to where I am now, in the midst of such craziness in our world, I am in such a better place. And I really hadn't thought about better, I had more energy, but I hadn't thought that the other gal talking about anxiety and everything that goes with it, but I had a lot of health challenges that I won't name, but I'm in such a better place. And I think that is entirely attributed to Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really, really, definitely for life, I've only missed one session, one day of all the time that I've had it.
Wow.
And I won't,
so
I won't voluntarily
yeah.
give it up for a week.
Yeah. So, Ginger, I remember going over to your house and looking at your leg, and it looked, I mean, it was swollen and huge, and it looked like something had gone terribly wrong. Do you remember that?
Yes. I had had surgery, and it was swollen and blue. It was a mess. And,
it really was. I mean, it looked like you were a candidate for amputation, honestly. It looked horrible.
Right. Right.
So,
and
tell
I rented
us about that.
I rented the Beamer from PEG for a week. And honestly, within 48 hours, the color was completely subsiding. The swelling was subsiding. It was just unbelievable, the transformation. And I don't think it's attributed whatsoever to a healing other than the Beamer, because it wasn't day two, it was like a week later, so that all should have gone down. But thanks to
mm-hmm.
the Beamer, it did. And I can go up and down the steps now with no problem, and life is different in
yep.
October of 2020 than it was in October of 19, in a much better way.
Yeah. So honestly, Ginger, to me, you've always been like a happy, upbeat, kind of positive person, but if possible, it seems like you're even happier, and it seems like you've also lost weight. Is that true?
Yes. My attitude towards that is much better, too. Just wanting to be healthier and to really take advantage of the health that the Beamer sessions provide me. So, and I think having more energy and I have more willpower, I just want to be better because I have the tools to help me and my mindset is better.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very good. So, Mike, you want to make some comments on Ginger?
Well, thank you for calling in, Ginger, and it sounds like you've had some remarkable benefits from Beamer. We always like to hear about those, and Peg has blessed so many people, and I'm just glad to speak with you as one of those that she's helped, and we pass it forward. Thank you, Ginger, and thank you, Peg.
Yeah,
okay.
We do.
We do pay it forward. So, yeah, so, Ginger, you'll have to call in on the Thursday, the horse day, and tell some of those stories. That's going to be fun to hear as well. So Ginger's been getting very involved with Beamer in general. So we only have about 2 minutes left. And so this Saturday, of course, coming up is going to be on BeamerMeetings.com at noon to 2 Eastern time is going to be our first customer training. So I hope everybody will tune into that. And then we also have Blog Talk every day of the week, just a great, great source of information. And so I'm going to say goodbye for now. Thank you all for calling in, and we appreciate you. And, Mike, do you want to go ahead and sign us off too, please?
I would love to. And, Peg, let me add one thing. Those sure. of us in the Atlanta, Georgia area are having a meeting at a restaurant, and we're limited to 30 people. We'll be social distancing, but we'll be watching the Zoom call from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock p.m., 2 hours Eastern Standard Time. And we would love to have you, or if you want to attend or send a guest, you can contact me for the Atlanta area. We're north of Atlanta in Roswell, Georgia. So I'll just add that on, and I hope everyone gets on that call Saturday. But, Peg, thank you for, despite the Internet problems, you did a wonderful job hosting. And it's always fun.
It is. It's always interesting. So thank you, Mike, and everyone have a blessed week, and we will talk to you soon. All righty. Bye-bye.